We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The voice of the Eagles, the iconic Merrill Reese. Hi, Merrill.
Hi, Angelo. Isn't this an amazing time to be a sports fan in this town?
Second to none, Merrill. Seriously, second to none. And I was thrilled. I did not know this happened because I was listening to you and Mike doing another great broadcast. And then I found out afterwards that on television, they did a tribute to you and Mike. Did you know about this? When did you hear about it?
My phone, which is turned off or in silence, started to vibrate and didn't stop for about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It was great, Mal. You heard what they said about you. What's your reaction?
Well, Jim and Tony are great guys, and that was very, very kind of them, and I am deeply appreciative and honored, honestly. It was just so nice of them. They're great guys.
And you know what, Mal? They also took a moment to acknowledge your partner in the booth, Mike Quick. And I never really get to ask you about it because you work with other guys. What's it like with Mike? How do you feel about working with Mike for 25 years now?
It's like going to a game with a friend, just sitting there enjoying a game with a friend who was so knowledgeable and so even in his assessment of everything and so prepared. It's just a great treat to be there. Because we are friends, and we play golf together, and we go to each other's family celebrations, and it's a warm feeling that I look forward to getting together with them every week.
All right, Merrill, am I right that you're the more emotional of the two broadcasters, and that once in a while he has to reel you in a little bit?
Absolutely.
You really?
Absolutely. I mean, the day of a game, I wake up, I am nervous. The day of every game. And Cindy, or a home game, Cindy will make me a big stack of pancakes because once I get to the stadium, I can't even look at food until the game is over. Mike can just eat right through the broadcast. if we're on the road and it's a 1 o'clock game, the bus is leaving for the stadium at 10:30. I'm sitting on the bus. I may just be reading a novel or something at 10 o'clock, and at 10:29, I think, where is he? It's about to leave. The engine's running. And Mike strolls out of the hotel like he doesn't have a care in the world with 30 seconds to go and steps onto the bus.
Isn't that great? And it sounds magical. I was stuck in a parking lot, Merrill, for most of the first half, and you and Mike brought me the game beautifully, as you do every time. I really enjoyed it. What about this team, 7-0, Merrill? What are you feeling right now about this team?
I think they're a wonderful team. I think they are a team basically that has shored up every weakness. And I think they have a tremendous young quarterback who I've liked from the very beginning. I think that last year his arm strength by a lot of people was vastly underrated. And there's nothing he can't do. To watch him progress the way he has progressed, it's a testament to good coaching. It's a testament to a player who really wants to be coached and get better every day, and who is so dedicated and so gifted. We are so fortunate to have Jalen Hurts.
And you have done games for lots of great Eagles receivers, and you got one right now with A.J. Brown. How much has Brown made Hurts better, Merrill?
Oh, anytime you have a receiver like that, well, they have two number one receivers, because last week it was Brown, but Devontae Smith is marvelous in his own way. You have two guys like that, and then you have a third weapon through the air like Dallas Goedert. It's the combination. It's that trio. But they're all great, and they all add something different to this equation.
Absolutely. Merrill, I just got to ask you, this is kind of a general question. You've been in the game a long time. And Romo said a lot of nice things about you. He is the highest paid broadcaster doing sports in the history of broadcasting, $18 million a year. As you see those numbers now, are you amazed that any broadcaster ever gets that much?
I don't even think about it.
No.
I honestly don't, because it's the world today. I'm amazed that any pitcher makes that much, or any NBA player makes that much, or any golfer makes that much, or you know, you can pick your sport. It's just a sign of times, and it's all fields. You know, if you get to the top of these fields that are entertaining to people, there's a pot of gold waiting. So I don't pay any attention to that.
That's good, but if he's getting 18 and he's saying you're better than him, then I think you should get 25. That's all I'm saying, Mel.
I don't know there's any better. I just know that when you have Jim and you have Tony in the booth, they're a wonderful, wonderful broadcast crew, and they're also great guys.
One last thing, Mel. As somebody we're going to be listening to Thursday night, what's your advice to fans that love the Phillies and the Eagles? What are they supposed to do Thursday night?
Watch the game on television and listen to the football game on radio.
See, Al, that's why he's a pro. He didn't even hesitate.
Nope.
You knew exactly what to say. Now, I like watching the football game, listening to them, because they sync you up great, Mel. It's like you're doing a game, only better than the network guys. That's all I'm saying. I love Merrill and Mike. You guys are spectacular. Merrill, many, many more years of success. Thank you, my friend.
One more thing, Angelo.
Yep.
I'm a superstitious guy, so when things work out, you have to keep doing them. So you have to be the captain again when they come home for the Monday night against the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I do not think I had any bearing on what happened in that game, Merrill. But thank you very much.
It was your karma.
Right, Merrill, I love you, man. Be well, pal. Merrill Reese, the best. On the line with us is the great.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.